Vans?
Oh, I was thinking of plates or plates. But I don't know many people that have played that game. I haven't.
Yeah, I haven't played it.
I don't think they did here
either. Let me get the old greeters.
There's nothing like a good set of horseshoes for pitching.
I like them.
We should have the horseshoe team in college, I think.
Our girls used to get out
and
pitch horseshoes with the boys.
Did they beat them?
That's the same
thing. You know, you can't get good at that horseshoe pitching. Did you know that?
Oh, sure.
You might have to throw that around once you out every two around one.
Mm-hmm.
Job. You can keep on practicing, you can do it.
Then you can get so you can dig out the other guy's shoe, too, and kick it off.
Mm-hmm. If he happens to have his corner, his shoe this way, catch it that corner and knock that in the way.
Mm-hmm. That's always rather maddening when the other fellow does it to you.
Mm-hmm.
Did you raise sheep much out here?
Mm-hmm.
Were sheep common out here?
Yeah, there's a good many sheep in this country.
Mm-hmm. Well, you mentioned a stallion with horses. What is it called with sheep?
Ram, a stallion, you know, would be among mares,
uh-huh.
And a ram would be among sheep.
Uh-huh. And then the female would be called a
ewe.
Uh-huh. Any special names for the little ones?
Just lambs, that's all on there.
Uh-huh.
Lambs.
I was saying the goats, you know, the little ones,
them
called kids.
Little goats is kids, you know, little kids.
And what's it with goats? Billies and nannies?
Yeah, billies and nannies.
How about hogs?
Well, it'd be about the same thing, you know, it'd be held in sow. And pigs.
Uh-huh. Are pigs the same size or are they little bitties?
Now, pigs
are
little bitties.
Get big shoats, see?
When they get, bigger
uh-huh.
than pigs, they'd be a shoat.
Uh-huh.
And then when they get grown, he's a hog.
Uh-huh. And how about the hair on a hog? What's that called?
Hair.
Just hair.
Just hair is all on them.
They don't have no wool. They don't have no hair. It's just a of hair.
Oh, wouldn't that be good if you get a sweater knitted out of hog hair?
Hog hair.
Oh, boy. Wouldn't that be comfortable?
Mm-hmm. I don't think they make anything out of hog hair.
Brushes, I guess.
Yeah, brushes. Still. I mean, it wouldn't do for clothes.
I was wondering, do you call that anything special, perhaps where it's real stiff? Bristles, or?
There's a bristle hog has more or less than wild hogs, you know. They used to have wild hogs. They have bristles. They just stand up straight up and say, when they get scared, you know, stand on their back and...
Mm-hmm. It comes from the neck here, that's like that. The bristles is on the neck and head, to the head like mm-hmm. it. They stand up just like that.
I bet that's a rather frightening sight to see that
wild hog
looking at you.
Now they'll eat you up.
Do they have teeth?
Teeth?
Uh-huh.
My goodness, I could show you teeth. Some of them crook like that, they'd be that long.
Huh.
Yeah, cut a horse's insides out.
My goodness.
When the long runs at him, if they haven't hit him, they cut his guts out and fall out on the ground.
Huh.
White boy over there had one cut from out, his guts fell out. Old hog run under him, just turned his head up like that.
Huh.
And he cut your leg off too.
My goodness.
My boy has them up there, and he got lots of hogs in the woods now. And he just takes him an iron pipe, one of these quarter-inch iron pipes, about 6 foot long, and he catches one of them, he just throws it down, he just socks that over, that tush, you know, and breaks
uh-huh.
it off. And then he's not sure if it's cut his dog. He cut the dog's old pieces.
Huh.
They have to break them off.
Uh-huh.
Them old hogs in the woods, they keep them sharp all the time, you know. They go around pine trees, sapling and go down and sharpen them teeth all the time.
Hmm.
They're sharp.